KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 58 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms, a possibility today in a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They are your Train home comfort specialist dealer. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors met Monday evening and approved a five-year plan for improvements throughout the parks system. Director Roger Herring and Assistant Director Seth Stasselm went through and rated the priorities the board had discussed during their special meeting on October the 7th. And as we mentioned previously, the number one priority is the Schulberg Recreation Area. The campground project at Schulberg is tops on the list. It includes installation of water and electric hookups and loops, as well as a dump station with restrooms and showers. And it's hoped a Vision Iowa grant will pay for a majority of the costs associated with those improvements.
And I think everybody has that vision of where we want to be in 5 years, and this is how we're going to get there. And yeah, there's going to be some bumps in the road, but, and of course, some of it is going to rely upon grant monies, and those don't always come through as quickly as we would like, but we're going to work feverishly this winter on the Vision Iowa and that kind of thing, and hope for the best there, because that's where you can get some big dollars.
And Roger Herring's application for the Vision Iowa grant are due in by July 2016 for November 2016 grant cycle. Included among the other major projects is replacement of a damaged section of trail with concrete around Lake Number 3 at Schulberg, development of the west side of the rec area with a restroom, running water, and drinkable water access. The plan also includes an ADA-compliant boat access ramp for Lake Number 2. Further down the list of major improvements over the next 5 years, according to the plan, is asphalting or paving the gravel road on Iowa Avenue into the Schulberg Rec area and a multi-purpose shelter complete with vending machines and a playground area. Other major projects not associated with the Schulberg Rec area include the trail connecting the Bull Creek Pathway in East Ridge Park, a master plan for swimming pool renovations, and a multi-purpose activity center, closed all-weather shelter. In other business, Roger Herring said that grading for the Kitty Corral at Sunnyside Park is complete, as well as the installation of piers for the footings needed to support the new shelter once it's built, the concrete slab and service walkway. Herring said construction of the new shelter structure is expected to begin November 7th, weather permitting. And he said progress is finally being made on the boat ramp for the East Nishnabotna River next to the City of Atlantic's wastewater treatment plant.
We're going to do the final pour of the whole ramp this coming Wednesday. Well, you know what their weatherman says about Wednesday. So guaranteed rain, because we're going to try to pour the ramp. They have the bottom section poured, and then it has to sit for 10 days. And so Wednesday will be the 10th day. They will slide that down into the water. It has to be so far into the water, and then they will anchor that, and then they will pour the rest of it on up, and then they'll finish the armoring, the walls and everything else, and finish the landscaping around it.
The Iowa DNR is covering half the cost of the cement for the project, or about $20,000. And with regard to the Nishna Valley Trail Connector Trail project, Roger Herring said the bridge and completion of the trail to just west of KJAN will bring a positive economic impact to the community, especially as it expands eastward through the AMU wellfields.
Hopefully it brings people to town and they can connect with the AMU wellfields and the trails out there. And I know that AMU is in the talking stages of doing some improvements in their trails out there, and possibly getting them to be hard surfaced as opposed to the gravel surface that they have. And yet there's quite a few people that use those trails out there as well. So that will be a great connection. And so again, it's gonna have an economic impact, we hope.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said an arrest had been made in connection with last Wednesday's robbery at the Farmers and Merchants Bank in Neola. On Friday, 37-year-old Jesse D. Specht of Council Bluffs was identified as a person of interest in the crime. Specht was located at a motel in Omaha and taken into custody on an outstanding warrant. He was transported to the Douglas County, Nebraska Corrections and faces a charge of robbery in the second degree in Pottawatomie County. Among the agencies involved in the investigation and arrest was the FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, Omaha PD, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office as well. Iowa Western Community College is offering a pilot housing program that aims to help transgender students feel more comfortable. Students were given the option this year of joining the program, which assigns them to a roommate based on their gender identity or expression rather than their legal sex. This housing option appealed to Mickey Fletcher. The 23-year-old student at the college lives in the community with a male roommate. Fletcher says he wishes other schools would recognize that they would get a larger student base by becoming more gender inclusive. The U.S. Department of Education issued a guidance last year that clarifies that transgender students are protected from discrimination under federal civil rights legislation, Title IX. An Audubon man turned himself into the sheriff's office Saturday evening. The sheriff's office said yesterday 36-year-old Nathan Ray Johnson was wanted on a warrant. He faces charges that include domestic abuse, assault, third offense, false imprisonment, and child endangerment. Those charges stem from an investigation into an incident that took place in Hamlin October 11th. Johnson was released from custody after appearing from in front of a magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said also that a woman from Nebraska was arrested on drug charges early Saturday morning. 29-year-old Heather Lee Dockin of Omaha was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. on Highway 71 near 160th Street. Dockin was brought to the Audubon County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. She appeared later in front of a magistrate and was released. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday a man from Jasper County was arrested Sunday morning on a drug charge southeast of Maxburg. 20-year-old William Patrick Smalley of Sully was arrested just before 6 a.m., and he was taken into custody for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Smalley was later released from the Union County Jail on his own recognizance. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a truck driver from Arkansas had been arrested Friday morning following a rollover accident off Interstate 80 eastbound at mile marker 93. An Iowa State Patrol trooper interviewed 52-year-old Benjamin Adams of Dover, Arkansas. After the semi he was driving left the interstate and landed on its passenger side in the south ditch at around 9:10 a.m. Friday. The trooper noted Adams had an odor of alcohol and his eyes were bloodshot and watery. Adams consented to and failed a field sobriety test and preliminary breath test, resulting in a reading of over .08. The man was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. He was also cited for failure to maintain control, open container in a motor vehicle, and for the presence of alcohol in a commercial vehicle. Adams was later released from the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office said 47-year-old Matthew Montgomery of Earlham was arrested Friday morning at around 12:30 a.m. for driving while barred. The man was later released on a $2,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.